out of Ephesians chapter 4 today. I therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you've been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity in the spirit of the bond of peace. Great words as you look at Paul as he writes to this church at Ephesus. So neat how the Holy Spirit's empowered him to say these words. I therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling. So as you hear these words, know Paul's in prison and God is going to use his hand to make sure that he encourages those people at the church at Ephesus to walk in a manner worthy of your calling to which you've been called. So we've been set apart to be in a world not the same, but different, to be living lives that don't look like them, that we're walking in a manner of worthy. But I think what's really cool is he gives them a couple really interesting words: humility, gentleness, patience, and bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the union of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Words that you and I cannot really do: humility, gentleness, patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Humility, a person who knows they're right but doesn't have to be right. It's like power under control. Gentleness, making sure that we are with people, our words are sounding the right way, we're giving people the benefit of the doubt, we're moving towards them. Patience, that, you know what, you know, so-and-so has done this, but I don't want to hold that against them. I'm going to be patient with that person, give them an opportunity to continue to grow. Bearing with one another in love. So the greatest commandment we know that Jesus gave his disciples and gives to us is that we are to love one another. We talked a little bit about that on Sunday. And so now Paul's reminding his church at Ephesus, hey guys, I want you to stick it out with people. I want you to bear with one another in love. I want you to continue going, second mile, second step, second offense. The opportunities where you could possibly turn away, that you say, nope, I'm going to keep moving towards that person. Really kind of the same way that he's been giving you grace, and the way that people have not given up on you. They're walking in love with you in the situations that you are. And then eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit. The gospel, the things that are moving forward. We are living in a world that's more divided now than ever before. And so as we see the world divide, may we as a church family rally around unity, rally around peace, rally around the gospel as we go forward, keeping that the main thing, and we don't get sidetracked on all the other things that are going on around us. So it's just an opportunity to pause. So Ephesians chapter 4, coming along or after, now to him who's able to do far more abundantly than you ask or think. May that be true in us, with us. We're not prisoners of the Lord, but there are things that are going on in our lives that are hard. And so we would encourage each other to walk in a manner that sets us apart from the people that are around us, that the gospel is seen in our life and in our actions. And that humility and gentleness and patience, bearing with one another, eager to maintain the unity of Spirit and the bond of peace, are all part of who we are as we live here in Highlands County by God's grace and in his power. So thank you for joining us. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for your word and the opportunity to gather around it today. I thank you that we can be reminded of things that are the priority of our lives and need to be priority. So help that to play out in our lives, because we have the Holy Spirit and that we're willing to surrender to you for your glory. So thank you for this opportunity, Jesus. We love you. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless and have a great Friday.